各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with all brothers and sisters.
愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在。
And may the grace of God be with you always.
感谢主耶稣，这两个礼拜我们在这边举开青年的神学训练。
Thank God that this past 2 weeks we have been holding the National Youth Theological Seminar.
每位同龄都像一只殷勤的小蚂蚁。
Everyone here is like a diligent little ant.
每天早上6点多起床，一直读圣经祷告，到晚上11点才。去睡觉。
Getting up in the morning at 6 a.m., praying and reading the Bible the whole day until 11 p.m. when you go to sleep.
但是我们的问题是，当我们回家之后。
However, the problem is when we go home.
我们发觉到很多人可能到九月都没有什么事情可以做。
We realize that many people don't have anything to do until September.
所以从一只殷勤的小蚂蚁变成一只很懒惰的虫。
So they become like a diligent ant to a lazy worm.
所以睡到中午12点都还不起床。
And they'll sleep in until 12 p.m.
这样子我们就枉费了神给我们的恩典。
And in this way, then we have neglected the grace that God has given us.
所以今天早上我们想用殷勤是人的珍贵资产来一起勉励。
So today we would like to use the topic of diligence as a man's precious possession as mutual encouragement.
我们来看箴言的12章27节。
Let's look at Proverbs 12:27.
我们把红线夹在箴言。
Let's keep our bookmark in Proverbs.
箴言12章27节。
Proverbs 12:27.
箴言12章27节。
Proverbs 12:27.
懒惰的人不靠打猎所得的，殷勤的人却得宝贵的财物。请读。
The lazy man does not roast what he took in hunting, but diligence is man's precious possession.
那个中文的翻译跟英文有一点不一样。
The Chinese and English interpretation is a little different.
中文说殷勤的人却得宝贵的财物，就是如果努力的话呢，我们会得到一些财物。
In Chinese it says, if you're diligent, then you will receive, you'll receive something.
那可是英文是说殷勤本身就是一种无形的资产。
But in English, it says that it's a possession that they already contain.
所以英文的直接翻译就是殷勤就是人的一种珍贵的资产。
And so English says diligence is a man's precious possession.
我们人可以拥有很多东西。
As humans, we can own many things.
可以有车子，有房子，这都看得见的。
We can have houses, we can have cars, things that we can all see.
但是有一种无形的态度。
But there is an attitude.
这是一种最珍贵的财产。
And that is actually the most precious possession.
这就是殷勤的态度。
This is the attitude of diligence.
所以今天早上我们想用圣经来谈三点。
So today through the Bible we want to talk about 3 points.
我们圣经重新来看什么叫做殷勤。
Through the Bible we're going to see what is diligence.
重新看殷勤可以带给我们什么。
What can diligence bring us?
那如果你真的觉得这样很好，我们再来谈你怎么样更殷勤。
And if we do feel that diligence is important, how can we become more diligent?
我们来看圣经。
Let's look at the Bible.
什么叫做殷勤呢？
What is diligence?
我们看箴言的31章27节。
Proverbs 31:27.
箴言31章27节。
Proverbs 31:27.
31章27节。
31:27.
他观察家务，并不吃闲饭。
She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness.
这边提到一个才德的妇人呐，她非常的仔细。来看观察他们家里的情形。
Here talks about a virtuous woman who very detailedly watched over the ways of her household.
她不吃闲饭。
She does not eat the bread of idols.
所以如果我们仔细的读这个三十一章
，So if we read the whole chapter of 31 in detail.
他们这个家在下雪的时候，大家都不用担心没有朱红色的衣服可以穿。
We'll find that when it's snowing, the family doesn't have to worry about not having clothes to wear.
他们在这个女人早上一起来，她就观察怎么样把家务分配给她那些婢女们。
And she, in the early morning, this woman already figures out how to divide the clothes, the possessions to amongst the people.
那十六节看到，我们看到她也观察经济的情形，她说想到田地，她就买来呀。
And in verse 16, it talks about the financial status, and she, with the profits, she buys a vineyard.
所以因为她这样一个殷勤，她很会观察，所以第十节说她的价值呢，远胜过珍珠啊。
Because of this person's diligence, the Bible calls her worth far more than rubies.
十一节她说她的丈夫呢，心里依靠她，必不缺少什么利益啊。
Verse 11 says that the heart of her husband safely trusts her, so that he will have no lack of gain.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天也要懂得观察，要仔细的观察我们。神所托付给我们的。
So brothers and sisters, today we also need to observe in detail what God has entrusted to us.
保罗说，没有做工的不可以吃饭。
Paul says that those who do not work cannot eat.
那这个做工包括两方面呢。
And there's two aspects to working.
一个就是劳力啊，另外一个是劳心呢。
To labor hard and to work hard.
劳心就是你真的不是做一个不动脑袋瓜的人哦，你要想一想你家现在的情形怎么样做，未来怎么做对你们家越来越好。
To work hard with your mind means that you have to think about what you need to do to make the household better.
所以我有一个故事在谈到观察很细心哦。
And so there's a story about a person who observed in great detail.
有一个人到旷野去找他的朋友，遇到一个 pass by 一个过路的人。
So there was a person who went to the wilderness to find his friend and met a passerby.
那就问他说，哎，请问你有没有看到我的朋友？
And he asked him, "Have you seen my friend?"
他说，哦，那你的朋友是一个瘸腿的牵着一只瞎眼的骆驼吗？
And he asked, "Is your friend a crippled person holding a blind mule?"
Camel.
Camel.
他说，哎呀，对呀，你怎么知道？你看过他们吗？
And he said, "Yes. How do you know? Have you seen them?"
没有啊，我没有看过他们。
And he said, "No, I haven't seen
them." 那你怎么知道呢？
Then how do you know?
你看这个沙路上哦，有一对人的脚印，一个浅，一个深，脚印旁边还有一个拐杖的痕迹。
If you look in on the sand, then you'll find two sets of footprints. One is heavy, one is light, and you'll also see the draggings of what looks like a stick.
可见你的朋友他是一个瞎眼的。
So your friend must be blind.
那你怎么知道他牵着一只是一个瘸腿的哈
？A cripple.
那你怎么知道他牵一只瞎眼的骆驼呢
？So how do you know that he's holding along a blind camel?
你看这个干草两旁的干草哦，你看那个干草只吃一边呢，骆驼只吃一边，另外一边他没有吃啊。
You'll see that if you look at the grass on the wayside, there's only one side that's been eaten, not the other side.
那所以可见他的眼睛一定有问题啊。
That means that this camel's eyes must have problems.
我可以告诉你，你的朋友两个小时以前还在这里。
I can tell you that 2 hours ago, your friend was still here.
你怎么知道
？How do you know？
你看那棵 palm tree 啊，那个棕树啊，那个影子，他们曾经在那边坐过，跟现在影子的差别，你就知道了。
If you look at the shadow under the tree, then you'll find that they were sitting there previously.
所以弟兄姐妹是告诉我们，这个人他很懂得观察。
This person was very observant.
神给我们托付我们生命上很多的东西。
And God has entrusted many things in our lives.
我们有时候不要太懒惰，不动脑筋。
Let's not be lazy and not use our minds.
我到南非去跟那边的弟兄姐妹分享。
When I was in South Africa, I shared with the brethren.
我说我们中国人来到这边，人家开超市你就跟着开超市，人家开服装店你就跟着开服装店。
And Chinese people, when we go here to South Africa, then when people open up restaurants, then we open up, supermarkets, then we open supermarkets, or if they open clothes stores, then we do as well.
这样的生意都没有办法守安息日啊。
But with this sort of business, then you're not able to keep the Sabbath.
我就跟他们说，你看我们在阿根廷哦，有一位执事，他本来也是开餐馆的。
In Argentina, we have a deacon who used to own a restaurant.
他说：“可是后来他觉得这样不能守安息日，怎么办呢
？”But then he felt that he couldn't keep the Sabbath. So
他就仔细看阿根廷人，他们平常喜欢用什么样的礼物
？And so he started to observe what kind of gifts Argentinians like to get.
他就想说，我怎么样从中国大陆进口一些礼物来这边卖
？And then so he started to import some gifts, gifts from China to Argentina.
他就不再做开店了，他就做 wholesale， 开始做那种可以控制自己时间的工作。
So he stopped running the restaurant, but instead started wholesaling these gifts.
那他这样子不但生活可以得到照顾呢，教会他也可以做很多的服事。
And in this way, not only was he able to take care of his family, but also to serve in the church.
所以其实今天有时候动脑筋比动手动脚更难呢。
So sometimes using our brains is harder than actually using our hands.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们真的要观察家务，不吃闲饭。
So today we need to observe the household, not eat the bread of idleness.
你知道为什么我们现在有 RHTS 吗？有高中生的神训班吗
？Do you know why we have RHTS nowadays?
因为有个工人呢到新加坡去啊。
Because there was a worker who went to Singapore.
我知道，哎，怎么新加坡的青年呢？圣经这么熟，他们是怎么训练的
？And he found that the Singaporean youth were so well versed in the Bible. How were they able to do so?
这是他的观察。
And he observed.
因为他看到每次问他们什么圣经的问题很难的，年轻人都可以回答。
Every single Bible question that was asked of them, they were able to answer.
后来才会知道，原来他们从高中生开始呢，他们就有把他们集中在一起做一个比较长时间的圣经的训练。
And he realized that even when they were in high school, they started to have these longer theological trainings.
那我们工人又想说，哎，那高中生平常暑假其实很多人都是。 在那边闲晃啊，都没有什么事情做。
And this worker thought, well, you know, our high school students, a lot of times they're just sitting idly at home anyway.
所以我们就开始有一个啊，给他们聚集，有一个更长时间的神学训练。
And so we started a plan to have a longer theological training for these students.
所以教会的未来，我们也是要想要怎么改进。
We also need to think about the future of the church and what we can do to improve.
我们在这边参加青年神训班。
We've come here to attend NYTF.
诸位同学，你有发觉到有什么需要改进吗？
Students, have you found anything that needs to be improved?
如果主耶稣打开你的眼睛，
If God opens your eyes,
也许你可以跟班负责讲说，哦，这里我们可以进步，那里我们也可以想办法进步。
Maybe you can tell the coordinator, these are areas in which we can improve.
这样子我们整个教会就会因为你的建议呢能够做到一个更好的一个发展。
And then in this way, through your suggestions, our church can continue to grow.
我们整个教会也是一样。
Our entire church is the same way.
我们伯恩教会人这么多。
We have so many people here in Baltimore.
我们要怎么样来更荣耀神的名，更扩展神的疆界？
How are we going to glorify the name more to expand the borders?
这就要有弟兄姐妹为这个事情来思考，来祷告，来提出一些方案。
It requires brothers and sisters to think about it, to pray about it, and to make some suggestions.
我们家的孩子也是一样。
It's same with our children.
他们的灵性有进步吗？
Have their spirituality improved?
他们跟主耶稣的关系怎么样？
What is their relationship like
with God? 我们有什么方法可以让他们的灵性更进步呢？
How can we improve their spirituality?
这个都是要动脑筋的哦。
All this requires us to use our brains.
所以殷勤就是观察家务，不吃闲饭。
That is why diligence is watching over the ways of the household and not eating the bread of idleness.
动脑筋啊，还要动手啊。
Not only must we use our minds, we need to use our hands.
我们看箴言三十一章的十三节。
Chapter 31, verse 13.
箴言三十一章十三节。
Proverbs 31, 13.
三十一章十三节。
31:13.
他寻找羊绒和麻，甘心用手做工。
She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands.
啊，这边提到说，其实他有很多的仆婢啊。
So
这一章啊，
So there's a lot. Of, this person has a lot of.
Servants, huh?
Oh, this person has a lot of servants, actually.
但是呢，他自己呢，甘心亲手做工啊。
But she willingly works with her own hands.
如果你仔细读这段经文，
If you read this passage in detail,
十五节说他没有到黎明，他就起床了。
She rises while it is yet night.
第十八节说呢，他终夜啊，他的灯是不灭的。
And in verse 18, it says her lamp does not go out by night.
二十二节说他为自己呢制作绣花的毯子啊。
Verse 22 says she makes tapestry for herself.
他不是没有人力没有财力 不是没有人可以帮他来做
It's not that she doesn't have people to help her to do these things
但是他甘心的很乐意的用双手来做家人的需要
But she willingly with her two hands works so that she can help her household
你想看他的小孩穿到妈妈自己手里所做的衣服
Think about it, her kids are able to wear the clothes that she has made with her own hands
那个温暖不只是物质上那个温暖是妈妈的手带来的爱心
That warmth is not just a physical warmth it is a warmth of the love of a mother
所以今天、哦、我们年轻人不可以懒惰
So today our youth cannot be lazy
罗马书十二章说呢我们要殷勤不可以懒惰
Romans chapter 12 tells us we need to be diligent to not be lazy
我们要心里火热常常服侍神、啊、
We need to be fervent in our hearts and serve the Lord constantly
真的有时候我们要从大自然来学习、哦、
Sometimes we need to learn from nature
小弟到杜拜去我们那边有从奈及利亚来的信徒
I went to Dubai and we have brethren from Nigeria who are living there.
那这个家庭非常的有趣啊。
And this family is very interesting.
我第一个观察有趣的事情就是这个家庭呢，在沙漠的地方种很多的树。
The first thing I observed is that this family planted a lot of trees in this desert.
你知道在沙漠地方有这么多树哦，不简单哦。
It's not easy to have a lot of trees in the desert.
我到那边突然有个感受，就是什么叫伊甸园？伊甸园跟其他地方不一样的地方到底有什么不一样？
And when I got there, I realized what does Eden actually mean? Eden is very different from other places.
如果你们家种很多的树哦。真的看起来会像伊甸园哦。
If you have a lot of trees in your backyard, then it really looks like the Garden of Eden.
特别不一样啊。
It looks different.
然后呢，这个弟兄呢，又特别养了蜜蜂，好多的树下面都有蜜蜂的那个一个木头做的箱子啊，蜜蜂飞进飞出啊。
And he also is a beekeeper. He has a lot of wooden crates for bees to fly in and out of.
那个弟兄跟我讲说，他说这个哦，他以前都没有想过，原来哦，养蜜蜂是人世间最省事的一件事情。
This brother told me that he never thought that owning bees is actually one of the best things to do.
你看养鸡养鸭哦，你还要去清理它的粪便哦，还要去喂它东西吃哦。
Because if you own chickens or ducks, you have to feed them, you have to pick up their droppings.
但是蜜蜂哦，你根本不用喂它们东西吃啊。
But bees, you don't have to feed them at all.
他一大早天一起来，他就飞到这个房子五公里以外哦，帮你去认真的采蜜回来啊。
And the bees will just go over and fly around the house early in the morning and bring back honey.
你只要准备一些水，让它不要渴死。
All you need to do is just have water for them.
有一些 shade， 有一些阴凉的地方给它。
They don't dehydrate and have some shade for them.
我觉得哇，这个弟兄真的不太一样。
And I realize this brother is very different.
他更看到那个蜜蜂，真的，我们小时候唱的歌啊，什么嗡嗡嗡啊，飞到西啊，飞到东啊，一天到晚勤做工啊，对不对？唱过没有
？So there's a song where it talks about bees flying everywhere.Buzzing and flying everywhere.
It's more than that.
Lots of buzzing and lots of flying.
And lots of working.
And lots of working.
Yes, that's the key. 所以我们就看到说蜜蜂它真的是很勤劳了。
So bees are very diligent.
所以实际上讲说懒惰的人说街上有狮子。
The Bible says that a lazy person says there is a lion in the street.
所以他为自己找借口，他就是不出门呢。
And so his excuse is to not leave the house.
实际上讲说懒惰人呢，放手在盆子里。就是巷口凑回，他也不肯呐。
The Bible says that a lazy person will reach out his hand into a jar and refuse to bring it back to his mouth to eat.
他也不肯哦。
He refuses.
那所以啊，我以前听过传道讲一个故事啊。
So I once heard a pastor tell a story.
他的儿子很懒惰。
His son was very lazy.
他们要出远门，怕儿子啊会饿死哦。
When they left the house, they were scared that the son would starve.
所以特别做了一个大饼挂在他脖子上面。
And so when they hung a hugecracker around his neck.
这个回来之后还是会知道儿子饿死了。
And then when they came back, they realized that the son had died.
为什么饿死的呢？
Starved to death still, why?
因为前面的面包吃一吃，旁边就懒得这样转过来吃。
Because after eating the cookie from the front, they were too lazy to actually turn the cookie around to eat from the side.
我说这个孩子该死啊。
And then I said, this child deserved to die.
真的太懒惰了。
Too lazy.
所以我们当中，我们都不是这种退后路沉沦的人哦。
So we're not this kind of lazy person here.
我记得小时候啊，我们祖母，如果我们不是很殷勤啊，祖母会骂人呢。
I remember when I was young and we weren't diligent, then my parents would scold us.
我的祖母常常骂人说，不要做鸭子屁股。台湾话说别在这阿波卡撑啊。
My grandparents would often say, don't be a duck butt.
我心里想为什么不可以做鸭子屁股呢？
And I thought in my heart, why can I not be a duck butt?
他说这个你看那个鸭子跟鸡不一样。
If you look at a duck and a chicken, it's very different.
那个鸡哦常常起来就这个用爪子一直捉啊一直找东西吃啊。
A chicken, when they get up in the morning, they'll walk around and look for things to eat.
那个鸭子一坐屁股就是不动啊。
But a duck, once it sits, it doesn't move.
所以我们真的要殷勤，年轻人要殷勤哦。
So we youth need to be diligent.
我常跟年轻人讲说，你怎么知道你殷不殷勤呢？
I often ask the youth, how do you know whether or not you're diligent?
我祖母常常跟我们讲一句话。
My parents used to tell us.
他说哦，板端不理懒惰啦，一个懒惰的人一定不会离开肮脏啦。
A lazy person will not leave the dirty areas.
所以你到你的房间看一看哦。
So look at your room.
如果你的房间很肮脏哦。
If your room is very dirty.
可见你是一个不是很殷勤的人啊。
Then you're probably not a diligent person.
所以我们真的要学会殷勤。有一段时间啊，台湾啊，有太多的大学生啊。
So we really need to learn to be diligent. There was a period of time in Taiwan where there were too many college students.
那你学问高哦，大家都不想做那些劳力的工作啊。
And so everyone who was highly educated didn't want to do the manual labor.
所以呢，常常想要很快的赚到钱呢。
And so they wanted to make a lot of money quickly.
其实也不怎么懂，就开始玩股票，玩一些好像可以很快赚到钱的方法。
And then they didn't really know much, but they started to play stocks to try to gain money rich.
年轻人哦
become rich. Really quickly, sorry.
年轻人应该要脚踏实地啊。
But youth need to actually get their hands in the dirt.
真的有时候你先想想你的人生要怎么样的殷勤工作。
We need to think about how we can diligently work.
你有没有注意到教会的工作常常是20%的人做80%的工作。
Have you realized that in church about 20% of the people do 80% of the work?
但是我们在教会生活里面大家也要殷勤啊。
But so in the church we also need to be diligent.
因为耶稣说呢，你为主耶稣劳苦，你所做的工是不会徒然的。
Because the Lord Jesus said that the work you do is not in the Lord is not in vain.
我们还记得主耶稣说懒本身就是一种恶啊，那个领一千的为什么说他恶呢？
And the Lord Jesus also said that being lazy is evil. Why did he call the person who gained only one talent an evil and lazy servant?
因为他懒啊。
Because he was lazy.
所以耶稣就说你是又懒又恶的啊。
So then the Lord Jesus said you are evil and you are lazy.
所以懒本身就是一种恶啊。
Laziness itself is evil.
到最后会被赶出去在外面哀哭切齿啊。
And in the end those people will be cast out gnashing and teeth.
以上我们说殷勤的定义。
Sorry.
Definition.
The def, what is the definition of diligence?
我们以上所说的就是第一个要、oh. 要观察家务，不吃闲饭。
It is what we have said earlier. The first is to observe and not eat the bread of idleness.
第二就是甘心亲手做工。
The second is to work willingly with our hands.
我们再重新看殷勤可能带给你什么。
Secondly, let's look in the Bible. What will diligence bring us?
我们看箴言的二十八章十九节。
Proverbs 28 verse 19.
箴言二十八章十九节。
Proverbs 28:19.
箴言二十八章十九节。
Proverbs 28:19.
耕种自己田地的必得饱食，追随虚浮的足受贫穷。
He who tills his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows frivolity will have poverty enough.
这边提到说，我们只要殷勤耕种自己的田地啊。我们会得到饱食。
Here it tells us, as long as we till the land diligently, we will have plenty of bread.
神给我们有块地哦。
God has given us a piece of land.
春天来了，你要耕种。
In the spring, you have to till the land.
圣经讲，多种的多收，少种的少收，这是不变的理。
The Bible says that those who sow more will reap more, those who sow less will reap less. This is something that is not changing.
我记得我还住在这里的时候，住在加州的时候。
I remember when I was still living in California.
我的房子有一块院子。
I had a garden.
我爸爸妈妈来呢，就帮我在后院帮我开垦，帮我种菜。
And my parents came, they would help me till the land and plant some vegetables.
我记得那一年，大概那一年的那个暑假到秋天哦，几乎都不用买什么菜。
And I remember that fall, we didn't have to go grocery shopping at all.
菜方面呢、哦、
On the vegetable portion.
那有时候觉得好像那个植物上面没有豆子啦。
And sometimes it might seem like there's no more seeds.
没有那个 bean 哈、哦。
Or beans.、
你再把它拨一拨，翻一翻，哇，又拔出一餐的豆子来、啊。
But if you actually like move around all the leaves, then we would find that there were even more beans.
所以你看到那个院子，你就发觉到圣经上所说是对的。
And so when we see this garden, then we realize what the Bible says is correct.
诗篇一百零四篇，圣经上这样讲。
And Psalm 104 that says.
他说神啊，你所造的是何其多。
That God, what you have created is abundant.
都是你用智慧所造成的。
And has been created in your wisdom.
他说，遍地充满了你的丰盛啊。
The earth is filled with your abundance.
弟兄姐妹，遍地充满了神的丰盛啊。
Brothers and sisters, the earth is filled with the abundance of God.
我们中国人讲说，你要靠着山就可以吃山，靠着海你可以吃海，靠海为生，靠山为生。
So the Chinese say that through the mountains you can have, you can eat from the mountains, and if you are by the sea, then you can eat by the sea.
我们中国又说这个大地啊，藏无尽啊，大地藏着很多的资源哦。
And the Chinese also say that the entire earth is filled with hidden resources.
那你勤劳之有声，你只要努力呢，就可以提供各样的生命可以滋长。
And as long as you are diligent, then you will be able to eat of all of it.
念在思以后，这个道理实在是很好啦。
And this is a beautiful teaching.
我们努力是春耕哦，你春天到了就要努力的来耕种啊。
When the spring comes, then we need to till the land.
所以弟兄姐妹，圣经讲，你耕种自己的田地必得饱食。
So the Bible tells us that if we till our land, then we will have plenty of bread.
你不用担心会饿肚子，只要努力，你不用担心饿肚子。
We won't have to fear hunger.
我常常觉得信耶稣最大的福利是什么呢
？I often feel that、like、the most important, the most, the best blessing from being a Christian is
不是你可以赚大钱，不是圣经上从来没有这样应许哦。
It's not that you can make a lot of money. The Bible never says this.
信耶稣最大的福利就是哈、哦，你真的信，你真的会没有忧虑了。
The greatest blessing of believing in God is that if you truly believe, you will truly have no worries.
像耶稣说的，不用忧虑吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
Just as the Lord Jesus says, you will not have to worry what you will eat, what you will
wear. 就像这边应许的，你努力，你必得饱食了。
Just as it promises here, if you till the land, then you will have abundance.
我们活在美国最大的问题是什么
？What is the biggest problem of living in the U.S.?
就是大家都没有安全感。
It's that every no one has a sense of security.
这个工作变化，工作的环境变化太快了。
The environment of the work environment changes too much.
常常不晓得为什么就没有工作可以做。
Oftentimes we don't know why, but there's no the we get laid off.
所以心中常常会觉得很担心。
And so we have a lot of worries in our hearts.
但是主耶稣给我们一个 assurance， 给我们一个确定的信息。
But the Lord Jesus gives us an assurance.
你只要努力，一定会得饱食啊。
As long as you are diligent, then you will be full.
就是不会饿肚子啦。
You will not be hungry.
不一定有钱哦。
It might not be rich.
你看有一次彼得啊，出去捕鱼啊。
Like Peter, once he went out to fish.
他很努力，他晚上捕了一个晚上，但是一条鱼都没有抓到。
He fished all night, but he didn't catch a single fish.
好像真的有时候你努力抓不到东西呢。
Sometimes it's like we're so diligent, but we cannot gain anything.
但是他真的饿肚子了吗
？But did Peter actually go hungry?
最让我们感动就是耶稣那个时候站在岸边，站在黑暗当中，手里拿着饼跟鱼，默默的等他回来。
What's most touching is that that the Lord Jesus was standing on the shore waiting for him, holding a fish and a bread for him to eat.
至少一个慈爱的神呢，默默地提供你最基本的需要。
We have this loving God who will always provide us our basic necessities.
所以只要你出去捕鱼啦。
As long as we go out and fish.
只要你努力去工作。
As long as we go out to work.
真的，照主耶稣了，不会让你饿肚子啦。
God will not let us go hungry.
到最后主耶稣还祝福他们，让他们捕到153条大鱼啊。
And even the Lord Jesus blessed them so that they were able to fish over 150 fish.
其实不只是属世上是这样子哦。
It's not like this in the physical sense.
属灵上也是一样。
Spiritually is the same.
你只要努力的去耕种田地，只要努力的去捡拾玛呢。
If we are, if we diligently go out and get the manna,
那你一定会得到宝足啊。
Then you will receive fulfillment.
属灵的玛拿就是神的话。
Spiritual manna is the word of God.
你昼夜思想神的话。
If we think, meditate on the word of God.
圣经讲，你会像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
The Bible tells us we will be like a tree planted by streams of living water.
天气再炎热，你都会按时结果子啊。
And that will bear fruit in a season.
所以你会知道说，真的，你心里会非常的愉快。
And we'll find that our hearts are filled with happiness and joy.
所以啊。殷勤的必得饱食。
Thus, those who are diligent will become full.
那不但是饱足啊。
Not only will they be full.
饱食啊，哦，饱食。那而且圣经上讲说会增加。
The Bible also says that they will increase.
我们来看箴言十三章的十一节。
Let's look at Proverbs 13:11.
箴言十三章十一节。
Proverbs 13:11.
箴言十三章十一节。
Proverbs 13:11.
十三章十一节，不劳而得之财必然消耗，勤劳积蓄的。
13:11, wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished, but he who gathers by labor will increase.
这么提到说，不劳而得的，真的会很快就不见了。
Here it says if we do something dishonestly, it will diminish very quickly.
但是呢，你那个殷勤慢慢积啊，慢慢累啊，你发觉到说你会增加。
But if we gather by labor slowly, we will increase.
你看那个浪子啊，那个从爸爸那边得到一笔财产。
If we look at the prodigal son who gained an inheritance from his father,
他没有什么劳力啊。
He didn't do any labor.
他怎么办？
What did he do?
他一下子就把钱花光光，吃喝玩乐跟朋友花天酒地啊。
He basically used up all the money very quickly with his friends.
所以这个是不劳而得的，他必然消耗。
This is what he gained by dishonesty and was diminished very quickly.
那如果你 Google, 你会发觉到有趣的故事。
If you Google, though, you'll find some very interesting stories.
我 Google 到一个，它的 title 叫做 21 Lottery Winners and Lost Everything 啊，这个有21个玩洛特的，他的赚到就是赢了，但是到最后什么都不见了。
I found an article about 21 lottery winners who lost everything.
买洛特就是一种比较属于一种不劳而得的一种行为。
Winning the lottery is sort of gaining by dishonesty without labor.
Without labor.
Without labor.
那真的有时候你得到这些财物真的不会珍惜啊。
And sometimes when you gain this sort of wealth, then you will not cherish.
我这边读到一个故事，他这样讲。
I read a story that says.
他说这个人呢，在他得了十个百万 ,10 million.
他1998
年呢。
$10 million in 1998.
哇，得到这个中这个奖之后呢，那第一件事情就所有的亲朋好友每人买一辆新车。
What he did first was to buy a new car for all of his friends and family.
那到最后呢，把他们家庭，他英文说变成一个 party pad， 就是一天到晚大家都来吃喝玩乐的地方。
And he turned his house into a party pad, so every day people would come and eat and drink.
大概过了几年，大概七年左右而已哦。
And within 7 years,
到最后他什么都花光了。
He lost everything. He had spent it all.
他只能够去再去找一份那个 minimum wage 最基本的工资的一个工作。
He had to go find a minimum wage job.
他还要提供自己好多的孩子。
And he also had a lot of kids he had to take care of.
还要提供他的女朋友。
And his girlfriend.
到最后那个生活落差太大了。
And in the end, the lifestyle was so bad.
所以呢，他最后就结束自己的生命了。
So he committed suicide.
所以圣经上说的真的没有错哦。
So what the Bible says is actually true.
不劳而得，你没有 labor 就得到的东西，你真的不会珍惜啦。
Wealth gained without labor will not cherish.
所以我们中国人说哦，那个富有不会过三代。
The Bible says that.
中国人说。
Sorry, Chinese people say that wealth will not go through the third generation.
那为什么中国人会有这样的观念呢
？Why do Chinese people have this sort of saying?
中国人的财富哈，通通是给子孙的，一般是这样子。
Because Chinese people always pass on their inheritance to the children.
那小孩子都没有在劳苦，就一下子继承太多哦，真的到第三代大概什么都没有了。
And when these children gain all of this wealth without working for it, then by the third generation, it's already gone.
所以这边经常讲，下面的一个信息就是说。 我们如果努力去挣啊，慢慢的我们真的会增加。
But then the Bible tells us that if we gather by labor, we will slowly increase.
因为辛苦钱哦，因为你是辛苦钱啊，你也努力赚来的，所以你比较会珍惜啊。
Because it's money that we have earned with all of our labor, so we'll cherish it even more.
所以你有没有注意到，如果你孩子受过苦哦，他们比较不会乱花钱。
So have you noticed that if your children have suffered before, they won't spend money very idly?
我记得我住在小时候住在乡下。
I remember I used to live in a very rural area in Taiwan.
那个吃那个白米饭哦，吃饭的时候，如果碗中间没有吃完的白米呢，祖母都要骂人。
If I hadn't finished all of the rice in the very very middle of the bowl, then I would get yelled at.
为什么呢
？Why？
这个是每一粒饭都是他们很辛苦去耕种来长出来的。
Because every single grain of rice was what they had put in their labor to grow and to reap.
那中文有一首是在形容农夫的辛苦啊。
There is a poem in Chinese that depicts the work of a rice farmer.
他说：“这个禾锄日当午啊，汗滴禾下土。”那个农夫日正当中拿着锄头在那边垦地。
And the sun, a farmer toils in the on the land.
啊，在日正当中啊。
Under the bright sun.
啊，那这个汗滴下来，滴在那个禾架上面呢，稻子上面，又滴在土下面了，土里面了。
The sweat flows all the way down to the soil.
啊，那谁知盘中餐，粒粒皆辛苦。谁知道那个你盘子里面的每一粒饭呢？每一粒饭就好像他们一滴血汗一样啊。
Who knew that every single grain of rice is like the sweat that has each bead of sweat that has flowed from these farmers' heads?
祖母不让人家浪费食物啊。
So my parents would not allow us to waste food.
我想起小时候自己的妈妈哈。
I think about my mom.
她年轻的时候真的一天呢跑三个市场。
When she was younger, she would run to three different markets.
我记得她小时候叫我要去跟她去西门町摆地摊呢。
I remember when I was younger, she asked me to go with her to 西门町 to sell clothes on the street.
我那时候大概还小学五六年级。
Probably in fifth or sixth grade at the time.
那她说我唯一的工作就是看到警察就要开始大声喊。
And my only job was to yell when I saw a policeman.
警察来，我就说警察来了，警察来了，这样子。
When the police came, I would say the police is here, the police is here.
真的看到警察了，我就大声喊了。
And then when I really saw the police, and I started yelling.
你知道他们那个，他都摆在人家那个 department store 的前面嘛，人家是要付租金的，你都不用付嘛，人家就不喜欢啊。
And because she would set up her merchandise in front of huge department stores, and they have to pay taxes, she doesn't.
那警察来的时候，看到我妈妈个子小小的，那个四脚那个布啊，一拉吼，然后就一甩，然后就开始跑。
And my mom is a petite woman, and as soon as I say the police is here, she would grab the corners of the cloth and just throw it over her shoulder.
她跑很快啊。
And she ran really fast.
然后边跑边回头说要跟上啊，要跟上啊。
And then she would run and say to me, "Come, catch up, catch up."
哦，真的发觉到他们赚钱真的很辛苦嘞。
And I realized that for them to earn money was very, very difficult.
因为他们赚的钱是这么辛苦，我就觉得他们这一辈子哦，非常的省。
And because the money that they earned took so much labor, they are very, very they don't spend.Frivolously.
所以你看，他为了每个孩子哦，四个孩子，每个人都给一个小小的可以居住的地方。
And she was able to give each one of her four kids a small home to live in.
这个就是他们那种这圣经所说的哦，殷勤啊，必然增加了。你殷勤工作，必然增加。
And it's like the Bible says, "He who gathers by labor will increase."
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要学习量入为出哦。要你赚多少，要计划你花多少。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to think about when we earn money, how we're going to spend it.
很多年轻人哦，不懂这个道理啊，那个卡常常刷爆了。
A lot of young people don't understand this teaching. They use their credit cards like crazy.
你知道这个世界上最不好的 debt 就是信用卡的卡债。
Did you know that the worst kind of debt to have is credit card debt?
你知道那个你在银行存的利息可能不到1%，那个信用卡的卡债有时候20几%。
You know, the interest you gain in the bank is probably 20 times less than the interest you have to pay on a credit card.
所以我们真的要，你要赚多少，要花多少。
So what you need to only spend what you have earned.
你殷勤的做，慢慢的积。
We labor and increase very slowly.
那真的会增加的啦。
And then it will really increase.
那我们属灵上也是一样啊。
It's the same in the spiritual sense.
我们这次学讲道学。
So this time we learned about homiletics.
讲道很难啊。
It's very hard to give a sermon.
但是每一次人家讲道，你都有一些观察。
But every time someone gives a sermon, you have some observations.
那你一直学，我们常常说十年学一件事情会比较简单，比一年学十件事情简单啊。
We often say that the teachings you have learned in 10 years is much more than what you have learned in 1 year.
所以你活到老学到老。
So we get older and we should continue learning.
你会知道将来你可以在这方面服侍天上的神呢。
Because you'll realize that in this way you can serve the Lord
as well. 所以殷勤的可以增加。
So if we labor, then we will increase.
我们再来看箴言的十二章，殷勤可以带来什么呢？
What else can labor bring us?
十二章的二十四节。
Proverbs 12:24.
箴言十二章二十四节。
Proverbs 12:24.
二十四节，殷勤人的手必掌权。懒惰的人必苦苦。
The hand of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor.
你殷勤，你将来可以掌权啊。
If you are diligent, then we can rule.
今天谁掌权？
Today, who are rulers?
谁掌权？
Who has rule and authority?
神掌权呢？
God has power.
耶稣说，父工作到如今，我也工作。
Lord Jesus said that the Father has worked till today, I also work.
为什么神可以掌权？
Why can God have power and authority?
他工作到如今呢？
Because he has worked until today.
所以他本身做了很好的榜样。
So he is a good example for us as well.
今天谁掌权？
Today, who has power and authority?
耶稣掌权。
The Lord Jesus has power and authority.
为什么耶稣可以掌权？
Why can Lord Jesus have power and authority?
你如果看马可福音你就知道。
Then we'll see in the book of Mark, then we know.
耶稣工作到殷勤到没有时间吃饭。
The Lord Jesus worked until he didn't have time to eat.
马可福音十六章，耶稣行了将近大约三十个神迹。
In Mark chapter 16, Lord Jesus.
马可总共十六章。
Oh, in all of 16 book chapters of Mark, he performed 30 some miracles.
那你知道他就是几乎每一章都在行神迹啊。
And so every single chapter is depicting a miracle for Lord Jesus.
他讲话讲得很少。
He spoke very little.
在马可福音里面。
In the book of Mark.
但是他工作的像一头牛，一件事又接着一件事情在工作。
But his work was one after another.
所以他可以掌权呢。
And that is why he can have power and authority.
现在全世界就是万物都栖息在他的脚下。
And everything is under his feet.
身上谁掌权？
In the Bible, who has power and authority?
就是约瑟掌权呢。
Joseph had power and authority.
约瑟为什么可以掌权？
Why was Joseph able to have power and authority?
圣经上讲约瑟当波提华的管家的时候。
The Bible says that when Joseph was under the Potiphar's house.
他说波提华除了吃饭睡觉什么都不知道。
This Bible says that Potiphar didn't know anything except to eat and to drink.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为约瑟很殷勤的把他的家里啊治理得很好啊。
Because Joseph had diligently kept his household very well.
你还记得他的爸爸叫约瑟去看他哥哥。
Do you remember that Joseph's father told him to go find his brothers?
结果他走到世界，他可能是一个没有出过门十七岁的孩子。
And he was a 17-year-old who might not have left the house before.
经常讲他迷失了。
The Bible says that he got lost.
也找不到他哥哥。
He couldn't find his brothers.
如果我是约瑟，我就说爸爸 ，I tried, but cannot find anyone. 我就回家了。
If I was Joseph, I would say, Dad, I tried, but I couldn't find them.
但他不是这样做。
But he didn't do that.
请问你们有没有人看到我哥哥啊？
So he went and said, Have you seen my brothers?
哦，他们在多丹呢。
Oh, they're in Dothan.
他有一个人呢，跑到多丹去了。
And so he by himself went over to Dothan.
为什么他可以掌权？
Why can he have power and authority?
就他是一个很有责任感的，很殷勤的，要把他的使命完成的一个人。
Because he was a man of responsibility, he was very diligent to carry out what he was entrusted.
今天谁掌权？
Today, who has authority?
奥巴马曾经掌过权呢。
Obama used to have authority.
你还记得九年前奥巴马头发的颜色是什么颜色吗？
Do you guys remember the color of Obama's hair 9 years ago?
这个八年之后，奥巴马头发颜色，那个应该，跟我们在座的。很多白头发的很多一样哦。
And 8 years later, it was almost as the same as those who have white hair today.
代表他真的很努力的在服务这个国家，很劳心呐。
It shows that he was very diligently serving the country.
所以今天谁掌权
？Today, who has power and authority?
圣经上讲啊，懒惰的人他的道路好像围着荆棘的篱笆。
The Bible says that a lazy man is as if he is surrounded by thorns.
他没有道路啊。
He has no way to go.
什么叫掌权
？What is power?
就是。你 make decision 就做决定的人呢、哦、
？It is a person who is able to make decisions.
你会听一个不知道哇前面的路在哪里的人做决定吗
？Will you listen to a person who doesn't know the way to go and make their decisions?
圣经上讲，殷勤的人可以掌权呐、啊。
So the Bible says those who are diligent can have power.
那教会的工作也是一样啊。
It's same with the work in the church.
当主耶稣谈到说一个比喻啊，每个人领一锭银子，有一个人赚。五锭的时候，耶稣赚十锭的时候，耶稣就给他掌管十座城。
The Bible tells us the parable of the talents. When the person gained 10 more talents, he was able to rule over 10 cities.
赚五锭，他就掌管五座城。
The one who gained 5 talents was able to rule over 5 cities.
所以你越殷勤，主耶稣给你的这个工作的机会越多。
So the more diligent we are, the more work we are given to do.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们呢。
Thus may the Lord help us.
以上提到，我们可以得到宝石，
and so that we can receive fullness.
我们可以增加。
that we can increase,
可以掌权,
that we can have power.
你同意吗?
Do you agree with this?
如果你同意, 你怎么样更殷勤呢?
If you agree with this, how can you become more diligent?
我们都希望大家更殷勤, 怎么更殷勤呢?
We all want to become more diligent. How can we do so?
我们看箴言的第六章。
Let's look at Proverbs 6.
我们要观察大自然。
We need to observe nature.
我们要从大自然得启示。
We need to gain revelation from nature.
六章的六节到十一节。
Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 11.
六章的六节到十一节。
6 to 11.
懒惰的人啊，你去查看蚂蚁的动作，就可以得到智慧。蚂蚁没有元帅，没有军长，没有君王，尚且在夏天预备食物，在收割时聚敛粮食。懒惰人啊，你要睡到几时呢？你何时睡醒呢？在睡片时，打盹片时，抱手片卧片片时，你的贫穷就必如强盗速来，你的缺乏仿佛拿兵器的人来到。请读。
Proverbs chapter 6 verse 6. Go to the ant, you sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. Verse 9. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come upon you like a prowler and your need like an armed man.
你看那个蚂蚁哦，那个死去的蟑螂，那么大，比它的 size 不知道大多少。
If you look at an ant and then you look at a cockroach, a cockroach is how many times the size of an ant?
但是蚂蚁可以把它搬回家。
But ant can carry a cockroach back home.
你有没有注意到蚂蚁一天不死，它就工作一天呢？
If you notice that an ant, if it, as long as it doesn't die, it'll work the whole day.
你不只是看蚂蚁啦，你看这个大自然哦。
Don't only look at the ant, let's look at the entire nature.
因为大自然都在动呢，你有没有注意到？
Have you noticed that nature is always moving?
云有没有在动？
Are the clouds moving?
有鱼的水有没有在动？
Are the rivers that have fish in it moving?
这里有一座山，它有没有在动？
There is a mountain over there. Is it moving?
有没有在动？
Is it moving?
有在动啊。
It's moving.
地球在动啊。
The earth is moving.
所以你看，我们中国话说这个，你看大自然，中国话说哦，天行健，君子以自强不息。意思就是说，你看这个大自然，其实它一直在动啦。
There's a Chinese saying that says, look at the skies and look at all of nature, everything is moving.
那你这个一个人看到这个大自然这样子行健哦，这么努力的在走哦，你也要自强不息，你要努力的工作。
And we as humans, if we see that this great nature is moving, then we too need to move, we need to work.
你看你一滩水如果不动，它最后只会生蚊子啊。
If the water does not move, then there will be mosquitoes.
它没有生命啊。
It will not have life.
如果它动，你就会在慢慢的会有生命滋长出来。
As long as it moves, then you will find that life will slowly come to grow.
所以真的我们要从大自然得到学习。
So we need to learn from nature.
我们再看我们怎么样更殷勤呢？
How can we become more diligent?
我们也可以从懒人身上得到学习啊。
We can learn from the lazy person.
我们来看二十四章，箴言二十四章三十节到三十四节。
Proverbs 24, 30 to 34.
三十节到三十四节。我经过懒人的田地，无知人的葡萄园，荆棘长满了地皮啊，刺草遮盖了田面，石墙也坍塌了。三十二节。我看见就留心思想，我看见就领了训诲。三十三。在睡片时，打卧片时，抱着手躺卧片时，你的贫穷就必如强盗速来，你的缺乏仿佛拿兵器的来到。好，请读。
Proverbs 25 verse 30, 24 verse 30. I went by the field of the lazy man and the vineyard of the man devoid of understanding. And there it was, all overgrown with thorns, and its surface was covered with nettles. Its stone wall was broken down. 32. When I saw it, I considered it well. I looked on it and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. So shall your poverty come like a prowler in your need, like an armed man.
当你看到你的周遭有的人很懒惰哦。
If we see lazy people around us.
他一天到晚打 video game.
They play video games all day.
或者是打到连那个上课都没有办法去。
They play to the point they can't even go to class.
到最后真的学校都没有办法搞好。
And then they can't do well in school.
不是他不聪明。
It's not that they're not smart.
实在是他不努力。
But they're not diligent.
那你想这样好吗？
Is that good?
我们大家都是神的儿女哦。
All of us are children of God.
我们的神他是父工作到如今，父在工作的。
Our God is a father who has been working until today.
所以今天我们来到 NYTS 哦。
So today we have come to NYTS.
我们在这里真的很努力哦。
We have been very diligent here.
我们回家不要变成一只懒惰的虫哦。
When we go home, let's not be a lazy bug.
我们哦，过去就让它过去了。
Let the past be the past.
在未来我们要真的继续做一只殷勤的蚂蚁啊。
In the future, we need to be a diligent ant.
你看那个大卫怎么失败的？
Why was David Why did David fail?
他睡到太阳下山。
He slept until the sun had gone down.
没事干，起来到屋顶上面走来走去，走来走去啊。
He had nothing to do, so he went to the rooftop to walk around.
所以就吸引了撒旦，撒旦就来试炼他，试探他。
And that enticed Satan. Satan then tempted him.
所以有人说撒旦试探人呢。
So some people say that Satan tempts people.
但是呢，懒惰的人会试探撒旦呢。
But lazy people will tempt Satan.
他给撒旦有 room， 有地方可以攻击。
He gave Satan room to attack him.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们都要站起来，都要走起来，都要行动起来。
So today, brothers and sisters, we all need to get up. We all need to stand. We all need to move.
我们不要再懒惰下去啦。
Let's no longer be lazy.
是这样讲，不要单听到了。
The Bible tells us that's not only listening to the word,
you
need to do it.
耶稣讲说，你如果是个聪明的人哦，你就是听到耶稣的道理，你要起来做，所以就好像把房子盖在磐石上面一样。
The Lord Jesus says that if you are wise, then you need to get it. Once you listen to the word, you need to get up and do it, just like building a house on a rock.
所以改变从现在开始。
So change starts from today.
从这次 NYTS 开始。
Starts from this NYTS.
求主耶稣给你智慧。
May the Lord give you wisdom.
给你观察。
Give you observation.
给你殷勤哦。
Give you diligence.
将来能够得到主耶稣的重用。
So that you can be used by the word.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们都不再是鸭子屁股啦。
So that we are no longer duck butts.
好，我们一起来唱诗。
Let's all sing hymn.
282首。
282。
唱四节。
Sing four verses.
To the world.Servants of God, let us follow the path that our Master has trod. Wisdom on all his counsel, all things to reveal. Not as to with the mind, all of his fight to do. Toiling on, toiling on, toiling on, toiling on. Not as hope, not as hope.
祷告。
Let's pray together.